Hello there. You're listening to the Park Rush Podcast. This is a Theme Park Podcast. I'm Tom, and we've got another Florida trip report for you this week. This time, we're talking about the Magic Kingdom. And once again, I'm seeking to spare my own voice. So I will once again draw on the assistance of my mum and my sister to help guide you through our time at Magic Kingdom. We went three times over the course of this particular trip, and each day was a pretty different experience. The first day was incredibly busy, a true war zone. Day two was actually pretty chill. It was a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party day, and for that reason, the park felt incredibly empty by Disney World standards. And then day three, whilst it was another Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party day, the crowds were a lot bigger during the normal part of the day because it was a Friday, and I think it was also during a holiday week. With that in mind, I'm shortly going to pass you over to my mum to talk through the ticketing situation and how we went about getting our Disney passes this year. Then my sister, Becky, will tag in, and at that point, the two of them will just run through our experiences. Over the course of the 3 days, we touched almost everything at Magic Kingdom, so hopefully this is a very thorough report. Hopefully you enjoy, and hopefully I will be back to normal next week. Over to Mum.
Hi, so I'm going to have a quick talk about the tickets for Magic Kingdom and the rest of the Disney parks. So we bought a 14-day Disney pass. With that, you got to use, I think, 14 days within an 18-day window. So we bought that back in June. So last year when we went, we decided we wouldn't book all of the days up because we'd bought tickets for other parks, and we felt as though we shouldn't book days up where we might not be going, because then that's not fair on other people trying to get into the park for that day. Took a different approach this year. So we actually reserved pretty much, apart from the Horror Nights at Universal, where we knew we wouldn't be going to a Disney park, we made a reservation for a park for each day, with the idea that if we decided nearer the time that we wouldn't be going, then we'd cancel it. We did find, even on this holiday, that towards the end where we decided, well, perhaps we'll book an extra day, we couldn't get a reservation. So I would say it's worth making reservations, but just cancel them if you're not going to use them near the time. So this was our first day at Magic Kingdom. I think we'd arrived in Florida on the Monday, and this was the Wednesday. So it was pretty quick for us to go to one of the big Disney parks so close to after arriving in Florida. So as I say, we booked, we had a 14-day ticket pass. That included the Magic Photo Pass, which we did use at some of the parks, perhaps not so much on this particular day. We had digital tickets on our phones, so we got to Magic Kingdom via normal route, drove to the massive big car park, got the tram over to the entrance. Then we got the, rather than the boat, we got the train over to the entrance at Magic Kingdom. And everything went well with getting into the park until the Android phone user got into the queue, i.e. Dad, and it wasn't scanning at all. And I actually had to give him a physical card, and they said straight away, oh, have you got an Android? So it seemed that Apple phones with the tickets worked absolutely fine. If you've got an Android phone, might be something to be aware of. He actually had to be given a physical card, which he used for the rest of the trip. We booked a Genie pass, and that cost us, I think it was $23 per person. We go on the basis that Magic Kingdom is probably the park with the most rides. It is generally the busiest park, and we have found really good use on the Genie pass before, so we decided to go for that. Tom and Becky did log on really early at 7 a.m. that morning to try and get into the virtual queue for the new Tron ride. We weren't successful in the morning. They go really, really quickly. I mean, within seconds. But we did get one when the virtual queue reopened again at, I think it's 1 p.m. So we got a ticket or a place in the virtual queue for later that day. I've got a feeling it was around 8 p.m., somewhere around there anyway. On our next visits to Magic Kingdom, we did get a early place in the virtual queue, and that worked really well. I did read before we went that it was easier to get onto the afternoon virtual queue. We didn't actually find that. We found it, if you could get the morning one, tended to be much easier to get. So that's all the ticket piece done, and we were ready to hit the park. So we changed the habit of a Disney lifetime on this visit to Magic Kingdom. Every previous visit, we always head left to the mountains. Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. But this year, no Splash Mountain, Bex.
I can't perform under pressure.
So we headed right to Tomorrowland.
I don't really feel very, like, mentally engaged.
Shall I just talk? Anyway, I, as usual, probably going bottom of the scoreboard on Buzz Lightyear. I always think I'm doing really well, and the numbers just don't move up. It's like Men in Black, just don't hit the target.
Yeah.
How did you do?
I think it's rigged, that ride. Like, I don't think it actually... Like, Men in Black, I can see when I hit things and I get scores... And like the Disney Toy Story one, Toy Story Mania. But like the Buzz Lightyear one, I feel like no matter how well I'm doing, I do rubbish.
Oh, well, there we go. But it was a good ride. We always enjoy that one. It's good fun and it moves really quickly. And we went back later in the day. So there we go. And I think we all did better. So we either had warmed up, perhaps it was too early in the morning. But anyway. So then you guys headed off to Space Mountain. I do not do Space Mountain. I did it once and I thought my shoulder was going to dislocate and I've never been on it again. So I went off to the Blue Train, or I should call it the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, to give it its proper title. Anyway, Bex, how did you enjoy Space Mountain?
Why are you talking like we're football pundits? Space Mountain was really good. It's one of my favourite rides. The queue, if you don't have Genie Plus, is quite long because there's two boarding groups and they put everyone on the Genie Plus on one side and all the other people on the other side. So it means the Genie Plus queue is really, really, really short. But like you basically walk on, but the queues don't combine like they do for a lot of rides. But Space Mountain's really good. It almost is like, I feel like, a more thrilling ride the bigger you get, like when you're not a kid anymore, because I feel like you get thrown around a lot more because there's only a lap bar in like a little almost like sofa seat. And then because it's like basically pitch black and it's like a wooden roller coaster, it feels like you're going to hit your head all the time. Like you can kind of see the outline of a track above your head and you obviously can't see where it's going to drop or anything. So it's actually quite like intense. Terrifying. But I think it's one of my favourite rides. For it to be quite like a old, like not particularly high-tech ride, like it's really good. Like you proper get a few genuine screams out of you.
I know you always love it, the three of you. And like I said, I only went on it once and never again. I felt I was scarred for life from going on that ride. But there we go. Normally I just go and sit somewhere or look in shops. But because I think the queue for that one was a bit longer than normal, I thought I'd take myself off on the Blue Train. Do a couple of chill laps. I had all the bags, all the hats, all the spare sunglasses. I could just like, you know, spread out and enjoy the Blue Train. And it was very chill. Mm. Then we met up and we were off for breakfast.
Yeah, that's an early breakfast.
It is early for breakfast. Perhaps because we thought we were in the Main Street Bakery. I think the queue for Space was perhaps a bit longer than normally you queue up for. I can't remember.
But if we had Genie.
I don't think you used the Genie for Space Mountain that early in the morning. I think we couldn't get that one. I think perhaps you went back and did it, but I don't think you did it on a Genie first thing. I might be wrong, but I don't think you did. But anyway, we headed off for the Main Street Bakery, where the queue for the coffee was almost as long as Space Mountain, I think.
Well, no, the queue for the coffee is actually moves really fast. The issue is they have like six people taking orders because they have three sides, but on each side they have like three people taking orders, which doesn't take very long. And then only like maybe 3-4 people making all the coffees, and then obviously the food separate. But like they're taking way too many orders for the speed at which they can make them. So you don't queue very long to take your order, where I think people would prefer to queue longer there. But you wait for ages in that like mashup of like a million people who are all waiting for their coffees. And then I have quite a common name. It's like, I feel like, especially in America, like there's lots of Beckys. And so like people will be like, Becky this, and like you'll think it's yours and you'll like go up and someone else will go up and it's like really annoying. Well, some people don't listen to the names, they'll just listen to the drink and they'll be like, oh yeah, I ordered that. And it's like, yeah, but your name is clearly not Stuart, you're like, get over it.
And obviously some of the drinks look fairly complex, should we say, you know, all the cold drinks that
yeah, because we like order desserts. Like basically just like cappuccinos and lattes and like cold brew literally comes out of tap, there's no like making to do. So, like, I don't understand why they don't just have someone, like, do it. Because I think they have someone on cold drinks and hot drinks. And I don't know why they don't just have someone on, like, plain drinks.
We're spending a lot of time on stuff, aren't we? But there we go. But were the Halloween...
This goes beyond just the theme parks. This is my frustration with Starbucks everywhere.
Were the Halloween Mickey cinnamon rolls worth the wait? And how many
Yeah, they were. We got two, and you and Dad got, like, a blueberry muffin and a lemon thing or something.
Banana cake.
Banana cake. The cinnamon rolls are great. Like, they're a little bit sickly with the amount of icing on them, but they're really nice. Like, I think we spoke about them when we spoke about Animal Kingdom. They're just a 10 out of 10 snack. You definitely also could easily share them between two, if not three people, but we do manage to knock them back one each.
There's no seating in that Starbucks inside anymore, unlike when it used to be the kind of the branded Disney bakery. So we always go, and one of us will always go and find a seat outside the ice cream parlor at the top of that main street. And we always found a seat there. So that was great. And then after breakfast, which was quite chill, we took our time because you have to with those cinnamon rolls. They are huge. Over to Tom Sawyer Island, which we got, which we don't always do, but it was quite chill, wasn't it? And it was really busy that day, so it was quite nice and hot from what I can remember. She says as though it's a surprise that Florida at that time of year is going to be hot. Did you enjoy Tom Sawyer Island?
I have no recollection of this day. This is not the order in which I thought we did things.
Ah, but we have Tom's notes, it must be.
I'm so confused.
We found the Tom and Becky sign.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer Island is fun. It's like a nice little like run around. We did all lose each other. Like, I have no idea where anyone was for a good portion of the time I was walking around that island. I felt like I bumped into this same guy who was like picking up rubbish about 50 times, and he must have been like, why is this girl here by herself? But it's actually quite fun, and it's quite a lot of stuff to do. Like, there's little underground bits to run through.
Yeah, the caves are really cool.
Yeah, there's like lighthouses you can climb up. Like, it's actually quite like a big explorative space. Yeah, like you can do like quite a lot.
A fort there, is it like Davy Crockett's fort?
Yeah, and there's literally like not that many people go over there. Or if I think if they do, people go over there for like 10 minutes.
I thought it was quite good practice for Horror Nights, those caves. If someone like was coming from the other direction, wanted to jump out, and it was, could be quite intense. But
we went there 1 year where we scared Mum in one of the caves, and she shouted a word that I don't think I can say on a family-friendly podcast. And there was like a mum in close proximity to us and like heard like my mom say this word and gave her the most dirty look ever.
I was under strict instructions to watch my potty mouth this year. It was nice and chill, and then we headed off for
We got Tron tickets.
Yeah. Oh, well, you weren't here earlier, but I described that actually we couldn't get onto the virtual queue on the early 7 a.m. slot. We missed.
Well, it's because we didn't know what it was.
Well, that as well. Yeah. It was our first time. So we got the ones where you start the queue at
1 p.m. So we sat down on Tom Sawyer's Island. I am a concert ticket pro, okay? I've never not got concert tickets. Like, I have tickets for every, okay, or the people I've orchestrated to get concert tickets on my behalf has never not. Like, I am a pro. So I orchestrated, like, how are we going to get Tron tickets? Like, everybody will have a mixture of, like, Wi-Fi, like, internet, mobile data. We'll have a mixture of, like, people refreshing at different times. Like, everyone already on the app, putting how many guests are going. Like, you have to be on it. And like, don't even think. Like, you just, like, refresh and then click join virtual queue. Like, you don't even want to contemplate what you're doing. You just, like, tap, 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 tap.
Refresh, refresh, refresh.
But, yeah, we got in tickets, but it was, like, group
was that 8?
60, 70, no, it was group 100 and I don't remember. But we got on it, I think, at about 6:30. So, like, we got on that virtual queue. Like, it wasn't even 1 minute past one by the time we were in that virtual queue, and we were still, like, five hours 8 PM? To wait.
Between 7 and 8 p.m. it was estimated at?
No, we got on, we went on it about 6:30.
Do we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we were in the queue for about
2 hours.
Yeah, and it was the fireworks as we came out, and the fireworks were at like 9.
So we will go back to Tron. But after getting the virtual queue space, we headed off for Big Thunder Mountain, which is great. What can you say? It's a classic. It's fairly decent time on the ride, unlike the Snow White one, I think. And, yeah, it's still really good. You can't go wrong with Big Thunder Mountain. And a Mount Light Thrills, but...
Yeah, it's good. Quite a long ride, actually. Like, you're on it for quite a long time.
Yeah. And you still notice things. I think it was when we were on Tom Sawyer Island, you kind of see some of the back of that ride. And there's little bits that you don't always notice when you're actually on the ride. But, yeah, it was really good. And we kind of stayed over in that part of the park, and we did Pirates of the Caribbean. And Haunted Mansion. And I think definitely one of those we got a genie for. I think it was Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion is a tough queue. It is like, is this not the day we went on the big white boat? Or was that?
I think it may have been. I think we perhaps did that. You mean steam?
They were like merging into one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have set it out this way.
Because that was the hot day.
I would have just set it out like merge all 3 days into one.
Well, I think we might end up doing that, yeah, but there we go.
It's confusing.
But it was a busy day, so we didn't get everything done that we wanted to, even with the pass. But we took a lot of time out with Tron.
Well, I don't really remember. Well, Haunted Mansion.
Did it break down again?
I'm pretty sure we did fast pass for it. I think it did. Which is good, because that queue on a hot day is a hot queue, because it's under like a metal canopy.
Yeah. Not a great deal going on in that queue.
Yeah, and it's a tough, and like a lot of the queue ends up being outside of the actual start of the queue, so it's just people standing in the heat, merging all together, like it's a bit confusing. But that ride, rides like break down, like because of the amount of people using them and the heat, and like a lot of the times you think they've broken down, but they haven't. It's like somebody's left their bag on the seat, so they stop it so they can get their bag, or somebody's like needs assistance getting on the ride, so they stop everyone else. Like those ongoing moving rides, they like stop all the cars so that like they can help someone get on. I understand, it makes sense. Haunted Mansion just stops, like, I think if this was the first time we went on it, I think it stopped about 8 times whilst we were on this ride. This ride's meant to last maybe 4 minutes, and I think we were on it for like 10, and it does get a bit, because they have like this announcement that's like, oh, playful ghouls are messing up your car. And it's just like, after a while, it's just like, oh,
still messing it up. And I think one of the stops, you know that bit where you're slightly leaning back in the seat? I hate it if it stops there, because you're just like, oh, this isn't the most comfortable position to be in. But I think one of the stops was quite a few minutes.
Yeah, we were stuck there for ages.
Yeah,
because I remember Arsenal were playing at the same time, and me and Dad were just looking up like football scores because we were stuck there for so long.
Oh, you didn't quite stay in the zone of the Haunted Mansion then?
Not at all.
But it's still a good ride, I think.
Oh no, I like Haunted Mansion, and it's cool because like obviously now I know it's based on like there's films based on it, but it's cool because it's like a
one of the originals.
Yeah, like it feels like original Disney, and it doesn't feel super aged, like it doesn't feel really old yet.
And did you enjoy Pirates? Is that one of your faves?
Yeah, I think I preferred Pirates later times we did it.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know. I think I was sat in the middle, so you don't see as much.
Okay. But then you don't get wet. You don't get
true. Much wet. But I think on the edges it's a lot better because you can just see a lot more of what's going on, really.
And that's a pretty boring queue as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a too long a queue though, and it's quite an air-conditioned queue, which is quite nice. But yeah, it's like quite constant boarding, so you're not just standing still for ages, really, on Pirates.
I think the next thing we did wasn't really a thing. Tom had a Dole Whip for the first time. Can you remember if he actually... I remember he took ages deciding, was it going to be a... one in a drink or one on its own, but I think he quite enjoyed it, but he didn't kind of fill me with the need to try it myself, I have to say.
All I remember is he dropped it literally all down himself, like down his shirt, over his hands, on his shoes, literally everywhere. And we were standing outside Aladdin, like the flying carpet ride, by a really stinky bin, and Tom was just dropping Dole Whip all over him. So based on that experience, I wouldn't try it again. Or I didn't even try it, but it didn't really appeal to me. I think I got a bottle of water.
We were going to look, I think at this time we were trying to book a Genie Plus for Jungle Cruise, and they just went, they were so late in the evening by that time, and I think they disappeared completely. So that was really popular. In fact, I think it was popular all the days that we went to Magic Kingdom. We did get on it on one of the days we went there, but it was quite tricky to get a fast pass, Genie Plus, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty tough to get onto that ride. So I might recommend, actually, and when we went back, we actually targeted that area first, didn't we? And I think Jungle Cruise was the first ride we went to on one of the subsequent days, which is obviously the great thing if you've got a multiple day ticket, is that you can go back and concentrate on the rides that you didn't struggle to get on the first day that you went there. So I think we headed back round to Fantasyland after Haunted Mansion and Pirates.
Well, I think it started raining.
And it started raining. Where do we go when it always rains? It's a small world. I won't sing.
We can't afford the rights if you start singing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And people might be scarred from the experience as well, because I am not a singer. But yeah, we went on a small world.
It's a small world is good.
Apart from the fact you carry on singing that song.
Yeah, I was actually in quite a bad mood on this ride, and being in a bad mood on It's a Small World is just like, it just makes the experience even worse.
Why are you on a bad mood on It's a Small World? Perhaps don't share it on this podcast, but well, you can if you want.
Why did you say that? So awkward.
I don't remember you being in a bad mood.
I was in a bad mood because we saw that person on the camera.
Okay.
So then I just sat there kind of in a bad mood for the whole ride.
Okay. And what about to Philomagic cheer you up?
Philomagic is actually really good. And quite a lot of those like free 4D rides now do feel really dated. Like you watch them and you're like, this is kind of bad screen quality. It's all a bit gimmicky and not the funniest way. Like some of the other ones that are still on. But Philomagic's really good. And the fact that they've updated it now to like include all the traditional ones, like traditional movies that have always been on there, but they've included Coco and...
Is Encanto on there now? I can't remember.
No, I don't think it's, because Encanto is really new.
Okay. But Coco, yeah.
Coco and something else. I can't remember the other film. But yeah, they've like included, there's definitely at least two newer films on there, which makes it a bit more relevant. And also you can tell the quality is really good for those sections. But Philomagic's really good. It's got good music. It's funny.
Classic characters.
Yeah, it's got a good mix of classic stuff and new stuff. And yeah, if you need a break from the rain, it's like 20 minutes of sitting inside in the air conditioning as well.
And we also did Little Mermaid, which I love that ride. It's so kind of cool. And we have a good sing-song and a little dance to Under the Sea. Well, we do. The boys don't. But we enjoy it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of them rides that I remember enjoying more than I did this year.
I think we got Genie Plus again because there wasn't much of a queue. So we were picking Genie Pluses a bit later in the day, that just because we could get a pass.
Yeah, like even if you were skipping like a 15-minute queue, it didn't really matter. But yeah, Little Mermaid's good. It could offer more. I don't know. Like it feels a little bit, considering it's still like it's not a super old ride, it feels a bit eh.
Well, it's based on the animated film, isn't it? It hasn't been updated for the live action, which I guess you wouldn't imagine it would be because that's relatively new. And the song's obviously consistent between the old animation film and the live action film.
It's quite a loud, I think the issue I have with it is, if I remember it correctly, it's a really loud ride. So like the actual ride bit like that you're sitting on like clonks a lot. It goes like clonk, clonk, as it's like moving. And it kind of like, it's not super smooth, I don't know.
It's Frozen Isabella. We won't go there because that's
Frozen's nothing like Little Mermaid. No, but
I was going to say it's better than Little Mermaid.
Yeah, but it's nothing else comparing two different rides.
Okay, fine.
Frozen's, Little Mermaid's like Winnie the Pooh and Peter Pan and those sort of rides.
Really?
Yeah, Yeah, it's like a constant moving thing.
Talking of which, Peter Pan, we did not get Peter Pan again for about the third year running.
We never, and we didn't get on Winnie the Pooh either.
Ever since they got rid of the old Fast Pass, we've never managed to get on Peter Pan.
No. It's like you try and get a Fast Pass at like 7 a.m. Peter Pan is already at like 9:15 p.m. for like the next group of Fast Passes you can get. Like, I don't understand. Like, I've not been on that ride in so many years, probably since I was a baby. Like, I don't even know what it is. So the fact that it's so popular, and like, they haven't remade Peter Pan. Like, they've obviously remade Captain Hook and things like that, like spin-offs. But I like, I know Peter Pan's popular, but like, is it that popular?
It's a cute ride from what I can remember. But
is it a bit like E.T.?
I think if you queued for 2 hours, if you couldn't remember what it was like and you queued for 2 hours, you'd probably be rather disappointed. Yeah. But I mean, let's say the whole Fantasyland area is always really busy because it appeals to all ages, doesn't it?
There's also some really big, like, pram. What did you call them, prams in America? Is that what? Buggies?
I'm not sure, yeah. Buggy parks.
Buggy pram. There's like some
buggy
really.
Car parks.
There's some really big, like, car parking areas for whatever they are called in that area, too. So I think you get just, like, little kids. Like, I always think.
You can't be disparaging about little kids at Disney.
I know, but it is like...
But darn them, there's loads of little kids.
Like, adult, like, no, it's not even the little kids. Like, I'm not going to hate on a little kid for, like, getting
in
my way.
Parents and
screaming or whatever, like, they're a little kid, they don't know any different, like, they're fine. It's parents who are pushing buggies, right? And they're like... They either forget that the buggy is an extension of them. So it's like, you are now, like, 6 feet wider than you think you are. And it's like, they're... So they bump into you or whatever. And then also they just think they have a right of way, like they're a wheelchair or something. And it's just like, they're actually so rude. And I have no shame in the fact that I give a lot of parents dirty looks at those parks because they act like their kids are...
Little princesses.
Yeah, but it's like, we've all paid money to be here. Like, be respectful. Like, they're actually really annoying. Like I said, not the kids. Like, I'm not going to go at a kid for running in front of me. Like, they're not going to know. But it's like the parents, ma'am.
I have to also say that there are a lot of puddles around that area at this time as well. So not only are you kind of getting out of the way of the little kids and the buggies, you've also got the big puddles to contend with as well.
But this time, I think it was like about, I think, 30, 45, like it was our Tron queue was within the next like 10 groups. We didn't know what that meant time-wise. Like, it hadn't given us like an estimated time. So we just kind of like, let's go start going around there. And we waited by Tron. We ended up waiting by Tron for about an hour, I think it was.
And this is completely outside. That the first part of the queue for Tron.
We weren't even joining the queue. We just waited.
Oh, in the virtual.
Yeah, so like we just waited by Tron for about an hour waiting for our group to be called. Because at this point it was also starting to rain quite heavily. And we were getting quite nervous because we were like, what if it... Like
stops
storms
running.
And they turn it off. Like, we want to make sure we're in the queue like as quick as possible to give us the best chance of being on it. And then I end up asking this woman who's like standing, like she works for Disney, like she's standing near Tron. And I ask her and she's like, no, like it's undercover. Like, we go literally in all weather. She was like, unless it's like really, really, really bad weather, like we're going to go. She was like, doesn't matter if it's lightning, rain, wind, whatever.
Because there's only a tiny bit outside.
Yeah, and it's built so it's undercover. So you don't get wet. Well, she actually said, she was like, you might get a little bit wet if the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like, you're fine. Like, just wait. And then our group got called and we legged it. At this point, it was like chucking it down. So we all pulled out our Walmart ponchos, which were all a mix of appropriate sizes, which also smelled awful, like smelled like plastic. And we were getting soaking wet. It's not touchscreen. Jesus. We have a laptop in front of us with some like notes that Tom's given us. And Mum keeps trying to turn it back on with her fingers. And it's like, no.
Sorry.
It's not touchscreen.
I don't have a laptop anymore. I'm used to mine.
She said I want that Apple sponsorship. So yeah, we went queued for Tron. The first bit of the queue, which is outside, doesn't look long. I think we were in it for about an hour. It moved so slow.
We should explain that Tron is kind of located behind where you've got the
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain and that
and like
shop.
Path near the
it goes
go-kart
between the speedway and Space Mountain. You kind of go up a slope and then it bears round to the right-hand side. And we were queued by the railings on the right-hand side. So this was actually, you didn't even show your ticket at this point. And we were just queued there for about, as Becky said, for about an hour, and it moved so slow.
And we were genuinely worried at points. We were like, if we don't tap in, because you have an hour to tap your card to say you're there. And we were like, if we don't tap in soon, yeah. Like I think we were in the last 10 minutes of time where we could tap in. So it's quite important if the queue is, if you've got a virtual queue later in the day where the queue might start moving a lot slower, to get there when your group is called, because otherwise you run the risk of not tapping in time.
So after that, now we get to where they have the card readers or the ticket readers, and we swiped in to prove that we had a virtual queue place. And that's really, I guess, where they would say the formal queue starts.
Yeah, and it was long. It's the first chunk of that queue is just going up and down. So you see everyone who's around you queuing.
Oh, yeah.
And it is brutal. And this was the first time we'd done a virtual queue, like on this holiday. We hadn't been to Epcot yet. This was our first time, like I think ever experiencing a virtual queue. It wasn't something that Disney had done before when we'd been there.
I think one time, trying to think perhaps Avatar was a virtual queue or Star Wars was, but I don't think it was the time that we were actually there. So I think they've done virtual queues before.
Yeah, but we've never done a virtual queue.
I don't think we have,
So anyway, I was correct. She's just interrupting me for no reason. But yeah, so then we were going up and down. Everyone was getting a bit annoyed at each other by this point. It was like, because it was getting dark. It was like we were all a bit cold from standing in the rain.
Wet.
And it really was not moving, this queue. Like it would go so slow. And you could see like most of the people waiting in this area were in the general queue. And then there was a queue for the people because you can like pay £15 to skip most of the queue. And like they would let from this massive queue of like all of the regular people, about six through what we thought at the time was like the ride, six people through at a time. And it was so few people. And it was also quite inconsistent because sometimes they would only let like two people through and it didn't really make sense. And then we finally get through this like first section of the queue and you go down almost like a corridor. And then you go into this section where you can see the blast off of the ride, which is really cool. Like that was a really nice sort of like perk up that we needed, because we were like, oh my god, we're finally getting on the ride. Like it's been such a long queue.
40 minutes later.
Yeah, like literally like you come out of this cool room where you see the launch and go back straight into another queue where you're going up and down and up and down and up again. It moves so slow. Then you come out of that section, go into the locker room, which is fine, moves quickly. You can also, if you're organized, jump a few places in the queue if you like get your stuff in the locker quite quickly, or if you, better yet, don't even need a locker.
I was going to say a practical element on the lockers were you can take phones on the ride. I think there's a little cubby hole where you can put something like a phone, but that's about as big as you can take on there. Mm. But you need something to get into the lockers, don't you? So if you have like one of the the Magic Bands or Apple Watch, if the app downloaded, you can obviously do it
downloaded.
you can use that. But if you've only got the app on your phone and then you have to lock your phone away, you might miss the photos opportunity.
Oh yeah, the photos work like Bluetooth, and if you don't have
if you put your phone in the locker, then you're not going to get the photos automatic downloaded if you have the photo pass. But actually we got around that by going to, because we asked, didn't we? We went down to the photo place at the bottom of Main Street, and they are actually really good, and they found the photos and uploaded them for us. But that's one thing to be aware of.
Yeah.
But the lockers work really well. There are tons of them.
Oh yeah, like keep going around this. So
and then
many.
You go into another little queue, which is almost the end of the queue.
Yeah, and then you get onto the ride. It was really cool seeing it for the first time. Like, it's like this massive room where you board, and it's like literally just boarding a bike. Like, it's really cool. It's similar to that Avatar like seat, but obviously a roller coaster rather than just something that sort of stands there.
Two bikes, isn't there? It's two abreast. So you kind of load on twos, and one of you kind of goes around the bike to get onto the far one, and one goes on front, and then you kind of have to kind of get your knees in a bit of an odd position. You can test the seats out way back in the ride to make sure that that you can get on okay. I had more of a struggle getting off, to be fair, but that's probably my age talking rather than anything else anyway. What do you think about the actual ride, though?
The ride is really good. I was in the flow of talking, and then you keep giving too many practical Sorry. Anecdotes. I'm just living in the moment, giving the vibes of the day. And mum's like, oh, what about a magic band?
It's what mums do.
But yeah, so Tron, you get on it and it sort of goes around a corner as you go off. And then you go into that room that you can see above from when you're queuing, where you sort of wait and there's a countdown and then you launch. And I was so excited. And the cars, the like ride car is built in a way. So it's like you can lean all the way forward and sit on it like a motorcycle where you're going really fast and like sort of bend your whole chest down to the bike. But you can, it's also got flex in like the bit that's holding your back down. So you can like lift your whole chest up and put your hands in the air and almost like sit upright. Like it's quite cool. So that's the way I did it. And then you launch. And when we launched, I like had my hands in the air. Also, bear in mind, we'd queued for about 2.5 hours for this ride. So it was like, if you've ever been on the Simpsons ride at Universal where it's like, I've queued 2.5 hours for this damn ride, I'm going to be riding it. That's how I felt. I was like, I'm going to enjoy every second of this ride because we have queued so long for it. Family is almost broken up over it. Like, we were like, I'm going to enjoy it.
It's dark and wet.
And so you launch out, because we were on it in the pitch black, they light up the light. There's almost like a cover on the outside part of the ride and they light it up when it gets dark. And it was so cool. And it's like...
And the track is lit up as well, isn't it?
I'm I can't remember. But it feels like, it felt like childhood joy. Like, it just felt like my hands in the air, you do this really like big sort of almost like hill down loop spin thing. And you can see all the people looking up at you and it just feels like you're like the main character. Like, it's just so cool. And then you go into the dark. So like the first little bit of the ride is outside. And then you go into the inside part of the ride, which is a kind of like Space Mountain rock and roller coaster kind of
all mix. The rides I don't like.
Yeah, essentially. But it's lit up really cool. The only thing with Tron is it could be longer. And especially if you're queuing a long time for it, it feels... It just feels like it's done way too quickly. And it is enjoyable and it's amazing. But when it finishes, it's a bit like, oh, is that it? It's not a little bit more?
Yeah.
But when you're on it, it's so much fun. Like, I've just got the biggest grin on my face the entire time.
I have to say, normally with new rides like that, I would normally say, oh, you guys go on it first and tell me whether you think I'm going to get on with it or not. And obviously, because of the virtual queue, and it's like, well, I'm not going to let them go off for like 2.5 hours. And what am I going to do for that time? So I thought, I'll go on it as well. I have to say, I didn't enjoy it as much as you, just because it gave me a bit of that Space Mountain feel, especially because it was in the dark by then. But the subsequent times he went on it, which were in the morning, on other visits, and it was like, I much preferred. For me, the ride in the...
Well, the vast majority of the ride is in the dark regardless.
Yes, yeah. But the outside bit, I just enjoyed it more. And I guess I knew what to expect a bit more as well.
And it's a very smooth ride. Like, it's not bumpy. The seat, even though, like Mum said, like, it is a bit weird the way your knees go into the seat. It's very comfortable. But yeah, it's a great ride. Really, really good.
By the time we came out of that ride, it was still...
Still raining, pitch black. The fireworks are going off, so it was really, really loud. And we're busy. Like walking down. So it was fine where Tron was. You walk down Pytron, walk past Space Mountain. I was actually really enjoying it because the Disney fireworks, they play like iconic Disney songs and they play them all around the park. So I was like singing and dancing, getting through the puddles. It was fine. Then you walk into like the section where the castle is, Main Street is, like the sort of middle section of that. And it was like,
it was cold
so
enough.
Busy. And also, I think the fireworks had just ended. So they were like, vast majority of the people in the park were trying to get out either towards the gift shops or out into the car park and back towards the monorail and stuff.
We'd done a virtual booking order at Casey's, the hot dog place.
Yeah, so we hadn't eaten since breakfast. So we were like, we need food. So Tom had mobile ordered us all hot dogs from Casey's, which is like right on the corner of Main Street,
we were trying to get to.
They literally had like cordoned off all of Main Street. There was like people like holding hands, like stewards like holding hands, not letting anyone through. So I like put on my like best British accent and I acted really young. And I got this woman and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, but we've just ordered hot dogs just like on the other side and like we need to get them. And she was like, yeah, ma'am, you're not going through. Like no one gets through here. And she was like, you have to go all the way into the car park and then or like into the where the monorail is. And back in, and I was like, you're having a laugh. Like, we've spent like $50 or whatever on the hot dogs that are sitting there getting cold, and you're going to make us go all the way through. Like, you could literally just let us through and we could just walk through this crowd. And she was like, no. And she was like, you can go up and ask, because there was like a bridge where they cornered it off and no one was walking through it, which gets you straight onto the sort of left-hand side of Main Street where we were, which was closer to Space Mountain, into like the middle road of Main Street. So we were like, oh, okay, so we'll like, sorry, there's a warning sign coming from the podcast machine and we don't know what it means. Do you want to open I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But I assume it's just we can just leave it and it hopefully is recording. So I went up to this woman and I basically just lied. And I was like, well, that woman down there said you'd let us through. So can you let us through? And she was like, oh, okay.
A security guard.
And then this like massive security guard is like, what's the problem? And then they're like, oh, well, this family wants to get through. And I just look at him and I'm like, please, please, please. And I'm like, we have hot dogs like over there, like, please. And he was like, all right, fine, you can go through. So we like run through this section, which is like empty. So it's fine. And then we have to get literally from one side of the main street road to the other side. Everyone is walking down Main Street and we're basically trying to walk across.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good at that. Like, I don't mind pushing through a crowd, really. So I was taking all the dirty looks and basically pushing people through. And I was like, excuse me, I need to get through there. And people were like, yeah, we're all trying to get somewhere. And I was like, I don't care. I've got hot dogs. I was like, I'm getting through. You're not. So I managed to get my way through. Family followed behind. And then we finally got to the Casey's hot dog, which was also packed.
Well, we managed to find a table and chairs in the corner, but because it's people have been there, you know, it's right on the corner of the top of Main Street. So basically people were using it as a cut through to get round by that Crystal Palace, whatever.
And also
called.
Everyone was like drowned in water. So it was getting so slippy. And this little girl went to like get something from like the counter. And fully, like, feet slipped. Went from underneath her, slipped, smashed her head on the ground. And I was like, oh, my God, like, looked so shocked. And then her dad was just like, yeah, that's my daughter. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because like, they were, like, wailing.
She's almost died. And you were just like, oh, that's goddamn Susan. Like, it was so weird. But, yeah, it was not the most, like, pleasant dinner experience. No, the hot dogs were good.
Yeah, I think we ate it and the chips. We ate it pretty quick. And then we headed down Main Street. Went through a few shops and by then we were soaked and we just wanted to get back to the car and it's like, oh no, it's so far away.
Bloody monorail. So like we got on the queue for the monorail and...
Excuse me, I know you talked about my language on Tom Sawyer Island, but please excuse to those listening for your bad language.
Bloody is not a swear word. So then we got on the queue for the monorail and again... The tensions were high. Like, everyone was tired. Dad has to drive home. Like, obviously, we all just get in the car and then can basically fall asleep. Like, Dad has to stay awake, drive home. Like, everyone was just like, oh, my God, your legs are absolutely done for by this point. We've been in this park for, like...
Oh, a long time.
Over 12 hours. Like, it was hard.
And just say, this was our first theme park.
Yeah, like, this was, like, the second full day we'd been in America.
We let ourselves in gently, don't we?
Mm.
But this one was just, like... And then we got a reservation for the next day as well.
Yeah, and then we got up the next day and went to like Animal Kingdom or something, which you can listen to our podcast we recorded last week if you want to hear about Animal Kingdom.
So eventually we got out and we did have two other subsequent visits to Magic Kingdom. The second one of which was probably the best because it was the quietest.
Yeah, so we went about a week later. It was a Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it was Tuesday. And it was a Halloween day. So like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which we weren't going to go to because we decided we were doing the Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. It is quite expensive. And it's cool. Like you can be in the park at night. There's obviously like Halloween parades and there's trick-or-treating and stuff. But there's nothing sort of new necessarily to do. Whereas at Universal, they obviously have all the horror mazes. So it's something you're sort of actually paying to do that you can only do at the Halloween Horror for that ticket. So we decided not to do that. But we went along and we were like, okay, we just have to be out at the park by 6 if you don't have the Halloween pass. So it was fine. We were like, yeah, we thought it was going to be a short day. We were like, we'll just go.
We didn't get the genie.
No, but we were like, we'll just go. We'll do the rides we couldn't do last time. So like primarily like Jungle Cruise and some of those rides. And then we'll do anything else we can. We'll see if we can get a Tron ticket. And then we'll be out of there by like 2. Not how the day went because we got there and it was so
quiet.
Like, obviously by Disney standards, lovely. But like so quiet.
But we had got you, I think you got them back. You did a great job of getting the Tron tickets in the
Witch's Queue. Yeah, so we got up at 7 a.m. I say I got up. I woke up at 6:59, went on my phone, then went back to bed for another 20 minutes. We managed to get Tron tickets at 7 a.m. And I think it was like almost the first thing we did.
Well, we did Jungle Cruise because we missed it on the first day, as we were saying. Oh, so we decided to head over that side first. So we did Jungle Cruise and Pirates.
And then we head over to Tron.
And I much preferred it on this time. And we walked on really quickly as well,
but
didn't we?
Taking a few steps back to Jungle Cruise. I love Jungle Cruise. I think it's such a funny ride. There's basically somebody like narrating sort of who's like the captain of the boat or something. And he's just making really like punny jokes. If you've seen the movie, it's very similar. And it's really fun. But we were right at the back of the boat and couldn't hear anything. No. I was catching maybe 25% of what she was saying, could kind of catch a few laughs. Felt like a lot of people on the boat as well like, I do understand, especially because of the time of year we went, I think there's a lot of people there who probably don't speak fluent English. So I think they probably weren't picking up on some of the jokes. There was a lot of people on the boat who were just kind of like looking around or sort of talking to each other. And it was quite hard to like, I don't know, the experience wasn't quite there. Like it felt more like we were meant to be on the boat to look around us, which isn't really what you're doing. You're meant to be on the boat to hear the jokes. But yeah, I think the people we were on the boat with weren't the most engaged, couldn't really hear. Maybe, yeah, on it very early, it's a slightly different vibe.
This is probably controversial as well. I think Jungle Cruise, out of a lot of the rides there, more than Pirates and Haunted, is the one I felt a bit dated this time around.
Maybe, yeah. But it is a really good ride. I wouldn't skip it. It's got a massive queue for a reason. It didn't quite live up to expectations this time around, which was a shame for me anyway.
And did you like Tron this time around?
Tron this time around was so better. So we got in the queue and we were like, right, we'll get on early. And we were like, okay, 2.5 hour queue. Like that's what we queued on the previous week. Like we were like, that's what it must be. And Tom had Googled it and he was like, I don't know. He was like, people are saying if you have a virtual queue, the max you should queue is about 45 minutes. And we were like, well, really? We queued 2.5 hours. Yeah. So like, we're not really sure where that's come from. But we like go over to Tron. It's like maybe 10 in the morning. Like it's not late by any means.
We got some cool photos from the photographer as well in front of the Tron sign. You remember?
Yeah. So we had time, like we weren't rushing and we went over there and straight away like tapped our thing. Like there was no sort of initial queue before you tap your virtual queue
straight
in.
Straight onto the queue.
Straight into the like queue. Undercover queue. Didn't queue there for very long. Pretty much walked through that section. Like we didn't stop. Yeah. Straight through the corridor, straight around the launch area, straight into the next section. And that's when we started queuing. And we were maybe queuing for in total, maybe 30 minutes, if that. Yeah. And it was all in that very final section. And even then it felt like something had slowed it down because it had stopped moving quite as rapidly and the queue built up quite quickly. So we think when we went on it the first time, either going on it late in the day, there's just lots of queue that builds up. Like there's people who like it's broken down maybe. Or there's been an issue, so people, there's like a lot more groups in the queue, or something goes wrong with it, or maybe it, like, you know, where they need to slow it down, people with accessibility issues and stuff, like there have just been a massive collection of people slowing down that queue, not moving it through properly. In the morning, it worked, I think, how it was meant to. We queued for about 30 minutes, very relaxed, super easy, really good.
We did notice that time as well that if people were having difficulty or didn't want to get onto those sort of the bike-like seats. They had like a fixed seat at the back of the car, didn't they, where people could sit upright more in like a traditional pose, if that makes sense. So that was quite good. And then we headed straight over to Buzz, Space Mountain. I went on the Blue Train again. And we got loads done before breakfast.
Yeah, it was good. It was so much quieter. Like I said, we didn't get Genie either. So we were, I think, Space Mountain, it wasn't a short queue. I think we were queuing for about 40 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Took a while to go, but I think Space Mountain is quite like a narrow queue. So it's like you're effectively queuing in near enough single file. So it does move slowly, even if there's quite a lot of people moving through. Whereas like Pirates, for example, your whole family can stand in a line kind of thing. Like it's a really like wide queue. But yeah, they were both good. I actually think I remember Space Mountain being better because by the time we got to the section where they either move you off to the left-hand side, which is where primarily the people who are in the regular queue go, or move you to the right-hand side, which is primarily where the people with the fast passes go. But there was no one really in the fast pass queue. So when we got to the front, they put quite a lot of people from the regular queue on the right-hand side. And I don't know if I was making it up, but the right-hand side felt so much quicker. Felt like there was so many more drops. It felt like a lot scarier. And also it was quite nice because we were timed perfectly with another car. So where you go up the sort of initial incline, there was like a car perfectly going up at the same time as us. And then we both span at the same time, like to sort of start going down the first slope. It was really cool. So second time on Space Mountain was way better than the first. Whether that was because we were just in a really good mood because we hadn't queued and we weren't soaking wet and it wasn't busy. Or if that was because maybe the right-hand side is genuinely better than having to turn left and go on the left-hand side.
Yeah. And We had another Mickey cinnamon roll. We mixed it up a bit on this visit. We did go to Joffrey's and get a couple of pastries from there.
Yeah.
But the only thing I'd say about Joffrey's, it's really difficult to tell what the baked goods are.
Yeah, it's like steamed. It's also like steamed up. Like condensation. The glass, it doesn't look particularly great. But yeah, me and Dad went over and bought some coffees and some cinnamon rolls. And Mum and Tom picked up a few questionable options from Joffrey's.
And Tom bought a Cheshire Cat Tail.
Cheshire Cat Tail, which was effectively a pan of chocolate with some icing on it.
Was it purple? Yeah, it must
yeah.
have been.
And yeah. then we got a cronut type thing, maybe.
That was quite nice.
That was the best. It was very sweet, but it was the best. We got something else.
Yeah, which was instantly forgettable, obviously.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It yeah. But yeah, eat like loads of seats at the top of Main Street, sat there again, took our time. And then we were kind of like, what should we do? Like, we were kind of anticipating maybe leaving by this point because we thought it'd be busy.
But it was so quiet.
Yeah, so we were like, we could kind of just wander around, go on a few rides that seem a bit like...
Go meet Mickey.
Quieter. But yeah, the first thing we decided to do was actually go get some pictures with the legend himself, King of the Park, Mickey Mouse.
He was sweet.
He was really sweet. And when we went in, there was like a sort of bin. Like, so you go in right at the entrance of the park, there's like a big meet and greet, almost like house. So they have like quite a lot of characters in there throughout the day. But I think Mickey's in there.
It was near
enough.
A photo booth because we actually picked up the Chom photos.
Yeah. But I think Mickey Mouse is near enough in there all day, but don't quote me on that. And we walked in and there's some like Mickey Mouse, Aladdin, maybe Minnie Mouse and some other stickers just like on top of the bin. And there's this guy who works for Disney standing there. And I turn around and I'm like, oh my God, stickers. And then he's like, yeah, take a sticker. And then I'm like, guys, there's free stickers. And we all grab a sticker. And this guy is laughing because we're like all adults. And even like Dad and Mum are like grabbing a sticker. And we're like, oh my God. Because if you see something for free in Disney,
you need
to claim it. Like that doesn't come around very often. So you need to get it. And I think Tom ended up, you can see it right in front of me. Tom put the sticker on the case of his tech stuff. So, yeah, it was quite fun. So if you fancy some free stickers.
Meeting Mickey, he was very nice. He was very chill.
He was. He was really funny. And we actually got like a good amount of time in there too. Like it didn't feel super rushed. Because I also think when you go get pictures, you're not like when you, because obviously you can queue and meet characters as they're sort of just wandering around. I find when you do that, they normally try to move you through quite quickly because they obviously don't want to attract a huge amount of people because I guess the character can only be out there for a certain amount of time. Whereas when you go and obviously the character's got their own space, they have air conditioning, they can probably take a break every 5 seconds and take a drink of water if they need it. You actually get quite a lot of time in there and the character interacts with you quite a lot. It doesn't just feel like you get a photo and you leave. It's like Tom had one of like a bird from Star Wars or something attached to his shoulder and Mickey
Mouse
was like,
it's not a bird,
not a clue.
Is it?
Mickey was like sort of like interacting with it. And yeah, it was cute. Mickey was a little scrawny. I'm not going to lie. When I hugged him, I was like, oh.
He's quite short.
I was expecting him to have a little bit more beef to him.
He's probably a child.
Well, sometimes when you like hug these characters, obviously when you look at them, like you, like obviously they're a person, but like inside of suit, but it doesn't necessarily feel like it. And then when you hug them, it's like, oh wait, no, that is just a guy. It's kind of weird. But yeah, it was cute. We all came out of it feeling very happy with ourselves, I think.
And went on the steam train.
Yeah, because we tried to go on the steam train on the first day and we got kicked off of it because of lightning.
We tried
to go on the steam train. It was just before we headed to Tron. And I think that's why we headed to Tron really early because we got kicked off the steam train because they don't run the steam train in any kind of bad weather. So we were like, yeah, so we went on it again and it was good. I'm not going to lie, steam train I thought it was longer and more exciting than I remembered
no,
it to
I,
be.
I see. I just seem to remember steam train as being, or Mickey's Railroad or whatever it's called, as one of the hottest places on the park. I think it's because you've got that metal roofing and it's just like sitting in an open oven.
Yeah, but, it wasn't that hot though this day.
Probably not.
The steam train, you don't really see much. Like it's a helpful way to get round, but it's quite slow and you don't. You just see sort of like the back of where almost Tom Sawyer's Island is. Like you don't see a lot.
And we did almost a full lap because we got off behind the speedway by Barnstormer and we went on Barnstormer.
Yes!
Which is
Barnstormer is like a kiddie, like it's Goofy's Barnstormer. It's like a kiddie roller coaster. So it lasts literally like 20 seconds. But there was no queue for it because it was quite empty. So we were like, let's go do Barnstormer. I was surprised we all fit in the cars.
just
like two adults. Mum always like hit her head so hard because some of the cars have these like wings over the top of them. And I was like trying to hold your head in a way. I was like, do not hit your head.
I have a reputation of hitting my head on anything.
But it was a bit of a squeeze, but it was quite funny. And we looked down the ride. So what? I don't know, like 15 people was making film this ride. And there was literally one child on the whole ride and it was all adults. And it was just so cute that we were all like taking advantage of a quiet Disney day. But yeah, Barnstormer was actually really fun.
Because we did the Speedway or Tomorrowland Speedway.
Mm.
And we don't always do that ride because it's a bit kind of,
it also can get a very long queue and you're obviously outside in the heat the whole time.
Yeah, but we did it. You went with Dad, I went with Tom.
Yeah, did Tom get to drive or did you drive?
Oh, no, let Tom drive.
Okay, I got to drive. I don't have my driving license.
And you can tell.
Oh, my God, I was terrible at driving. Like, because obviously...
You can't even go that far.
Yeah, so, like, it's on, like, a little track. Like, each car is on its own track, so you can't actually drive it. You can just, like, you can make it go a bit slower, but you're pretty much just in it.
It is a little bit off the track.
But you can turn the car, and it kind of... It's so easy to lose control. Like mine was like going to the right and then it would hit really hard and then the whole thing would swivel to the left, hit really hard. And Dad was like, control the car. And I was like, I can't. Like I'm not doing anything. It's just bumping into everything every 5 seconds. So it was not the most pleasant ride. But it's quite funny. And Tom and Mum were right behind us so we could like turn around and look at them and stuff. And you get a really good view of Tron on the ride too. So
that's probably where you want one. You're meant to keep your eyes on the road.
Maybe, yeah. But I was terrible at driving the Speedway road. After Speedway, we went and got another hot tip if you want some free stuff from Disney is if you go to any of the quick service restaurants, you can get free cups of water. So there's one right opposite the Speedway. And I went in there and got everyone a free cup of water, which I think everyone was very appreciative of. But otherwise, you're paying about $4 for water. So would very much recommend hopping into the quick service restaurants and just asking for some free cups.
We didn't see years ago that you could go and get free water.
I think we probably just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because me and Tom figured it out only because we were at Epcot and we were like so hot, so sweaty, needed water more than anything. And we ordered some chicken wings and I was like, can I get a water? Like with it thinking like, oh, I'm ordering food. They must like in England, if you order food from anywhere, I think they almost have to give you tap water if you ask for it. And she was like, no, she was like, we don't have tap water here. And I was like, what? And I was like, where can I get some? Like, is there anywhere? And she was like, oh, if you go to Mexico, in Epcot, you can get free tap water. And it was a quick service place. And
you
then
had to go all the way to Mexico.
Had to travel far. And then through that, we found out that pretty much any quick service restaurant in Disney will give you free cups of water or a cup to go fill up from the like drinks section where they have water.
There's that big quick leap to Epcot again. There was that big self-serve restaurant by the sort of American region where you've got the show and the the gallery shop, and we went in there and we kept filling up. Do you remember? Mm. So yeah, that is a good tip. Now
I also think around this time we got a Mickey Mouse pretzel that we ate. It was not far from Thunder Mountain. We got on Mickey Mouse pretzel.
Because we actually went on Thunder Mountain.
We did, which was good again, second time.
Yeah.
Really short queue again, so that's great. So we went and got a Mickey Mouse pretzel, which is really good. Cheese sauce, I think we spoke about this in our last episode from Animal Kingdom. But I will continue to talk about the fact that cheese sauce is trash. Like, it's so bad.
Some people must love it,
though. Oh, it's awful. Like, it's absolutely
it's not
disgusting.
My favorite thing at all.
But the pretzel was good and a little bit less salty
I'm
than
sure
the Nardi.
The parade, the 3 p.m. parade.
Yes, so we went and saw the 3 p.m. parade. Got a really good spot for it, actually. Like, just right in the circle by the castle on the side where sort of Space Mountain is closer to. So got like basically a front row spot. Took a while because I think the parade starts closer to like Thunder Mountain area. And kind of comes through and then comes around the castle and then goes down Main Street. So they said the parade was starting at 3 and I think it finally got to us at about 3:15, 3:20.
Well, I thought it was later than that. I thought it was almost like half an hour.
So it took quite a while and it was a bit, we were like, why are we standing here? We probably could have gone on some rides because obviously the parade collects a lot of people. But parade was good. Shorter than I thought, but very, like the floats were crazy. Like the Tangled float. The way it was designed was amazing.
Was that where you had the guy sort of on those sort of
swings?
A bit like swings or axes or something?
It was really cool. Really cool. So some of the float designs were amazing. The parade in general wasn't quite as like
I remember from years ago there being more dancers and more interactions. Yeah. Whereas now it's a bit more...
It was a bit far removed.
float-centric and not so much people on the ground, if for want of a better way.
But the parade's still really good. I think it's just if you've been going there for a while, and I imagine since COVID and stuff, like how much they want to interact with people has changed, and safety and all of that sort of stuff. But it was good. It was a nice little thing to see, especially when it wasn't too busy, because the parade can sometimes be a very overwhelming experience and you're fighting people for a spot and kids crying. So it was quite a chill 3 p.m. parade experience. And
finished up on Aladdin's magic carpet.
Yeah, so I think...
which needed a bit of WD-40 or whatever that
all is called. Yeah, so I think we, again, did sort of like one more loop of the park area, and we wanted to do, we put it in the theme of like Aladdin, Dumbo. I think one we call them types. Like Dumbo rides, but like the sort of rides that are like, you go in a circle, you can go up and down a bit, but like there's not much going on.
Astro's Orbiter,
that theme of ride. So we did Aladdin because that was the one that I think we came across first and had the shortest queue. But yeah, a very squeaky ride, very but quite squeaky. Fun. Can get some nice pictures whilst you're on it because it's a pretty chill one.
Get nice views.
But yeah, about this time, the Halloween people were starting to come in. So it was starting to get a bit busier because I think if you have a Halloween ticket, you can come in before six.
And we got loads done with no genie pass.
Yeah, it was a great day. Like, I think we all left and we were just like, oh, we don't feel like we've had to fight through a war to enjoy Magic Kingdom.
Well, when we say we got loads done, we still didn't do Peter Pan. We need...
You're never going to do those.
Mine Train.
they're just not even in the mix. But yeah, headed home, left about six. I think we got dinner on the way home or something, and a much more chill...
Yeah.
I mean, the first day at Magic Kingdom was great, and it was a great, like... Disney day of like getting loads of stuff done, being there for the whole day, but it was at times stressful and long queues. Whereas the second day, and I think it was a nice surprise because I think we've gone into it thinking it'll be a short day and we'll just try and get a few things done, and it was just like so much quieter. So I would highly recommend if you're going in October time to go on a day where there is a Mickey Day in the afternoon.
The only thing saying that, so it led us to a false sense of security. So we thought, oh, we'll go to Magic Kingdom again on another Halloween day. And so, but we chose a Friday to go. Dad wasn't well, so it was just the three of us.
And it was actually Dad's birthday, and he was not well and couldn't come.
So we, like a caring family, left him in bed and went to Magic Kingdom. He did tell us to get out.
So yeah, he was like, get away from me.
I don't want to be fussed over. So again, we didn't do a genie because there was only three of us.
And we thought it'd be quiet.
And we thought it'd be quiet because it was quiet the week before. And it wasn't. But we did get on Tron really early again. And again, it was really good.
We got on Tron. But like from the point we started making our way into the park, we could immediately tell it was going to be a busier day.
Might be because it was a Friday. So it's like a long weekend.
Friday, closer to Halloween. Like it could have been loads of reasons. There was also, we're not 100% sure, but we think it might have been some sort of like half term.
Yeah.
I think the Monday of that week was like Indigenous People Day or something. And we think we were trying to Google it, but we weren't really getting a clear answer. But we think there was some sort of like school holidays on. So that week in general did feel quite busy.
We did do the Astro Orbiter, which...
Yeah, so we did Tron, we did Buzz. Tron was nice and easy again in the morning. Did Buzz, queued for a bit, not too bad. And then did Astro Orbiter, which, if you don't know, is the ride almost like... it's like above a restaurant or something, like outside Space Mountain or like a cafe. And it's quite high up.
Right in the middle of Tomorrowland. And it's a bit like, so it's like a Dumbo ride, but you have to queue and then getting a lift.
And then queue again. It's not a long queue, but it's a slow queue. Like you're kind of waiting in groups of people.
And the person said to us when we were queuing, I said, are you all three going in the same car?
How many cars do you want? She was like, is two enough? And I was like, I don't want to take up more cars than we need. So I was like, two's fine. Don't worry about it. Get up to the top of Astro Orbiter and like start getting in these cars. We also have like a few bags with us and stuff, like not big bags, but we do have a few bags. Tom goes, gets in a car by himself, totally fine. I'm like to Mum, you get in first and I'll like sit in front of you. And it's quite low down. Like the seat is like on the floor effectively.
And they're quite narrow cars.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of space for your legs. So Mum gets into it. And also you have to get this seatbelt all the way around the two of you as well. So Mum gets into it and I'm like, right, I need somehow like maneuver myself into this seat. Like
without breaking Mum's legs.
Bend down, basically sitting on Mum's leg. And the guy comes around to like check our seatbelts on. I'm like, I'm half hanging out of this ride at this point still. And he cracks up. Like he is laughing so hard. He's just like, right. He was like, you have to get this seatbelt around you. And I'm like, I'm going to fall out. Like it's so tight. And then like you go up into the air. We like put ourselves at the highest point. And like it's spinning quite fast.
It is spinning quite hard. And it's at a slight tilt.
Yeah,
which is
so
the worst
it's
thing.
Like quite a tilt. So when you're up really high, it's a slight tilt almost to like the center. So you're sort of tilting towards your right hand side. And like it's moving quite fast, but not like crazy. But it's fun. You get a really good view of the park. And then when it comes down, it obviously pulls everyone down to get to the bottom at the same time, regardless of if you're at the top or in the middle, like no matter how high you put yourself, you all come down at different speeds. So you all come to the bottom at the exact same time. And we were at the top, so it was spinning really fast and we were coming down quite fast. And it, like the force pressure pushed us to the left-hand side. I near enough snapped Mum's leg in half. And I felt like I was going to fall out. And it was like so funny.
My left leg was being squeezed between the metal side of the car and Becky.
It was so,
I was like,
and like we got off and we were dizzy. And it was like we had to somehow like pull ourselves off the floor. It was a very humbling experience.
I think you had to help. We got out like a sack of spuds,
yeah,
as they would say.
And like Tom gets off this ride and he's like, that was fun. And me and Mum are like dying.
Bent double with one leg trailing behind.
Yeah, but it's really fun. Like it's great if little kids, but I imagine, I think for adults it's just as fun. You just have to accept the fact that you're going to be a bit cramped.
I mean, and then we did a very nostalgic thing by going on the teacups.
Yeah, which was a similar experience. So Mum didn't come on the teacups. Me and Tom did it. And we were like
spinning.
The teacups for me, and again, that similar theme of rides. So I think there's like Storm at Universal. There's a few other like similar teacup ride. Like it's a pretty classic theme park ride. I always remember like getting on it as a kid with Dad, and Dad would like be the dad in on the ride, like spinning it as fast as possible, and like all of like our car would be spinning because obviously the whole thing spins, but you can make your personal car spin as well. And that's how I remember it. Like, I remember Dad being on it and, like, flexing all the other dads and, like, making it spin really fast and it being really funny. Oh, really?
I lost an earring on that ride.
Oh, but that's how I remember it. So it was just me and Tom and I was like, oh, it won't be as fun. But Tom saw this as a challenge and he was like, I'm going to make this go so fast. And there were points where I was trying to, like, look up and the whole, like, world was just a blur and I couldn't see anything. And it felt like we were moving like 100 miles per hour. It felt like we were spinning so, so fast. But like, I was like, does it just feel like this? Or are we actually, Mum showed us a video afterwards and compared to everyone else is just having like a nice little jolly spin. And me and Tom are like being whipped around.
I was vindicated by my decision because I was saying, no, I don't really like that because it spins so fast. And Tom was going, I won't spin it. I won't spin it. I'm going, yeah, do I believe him? No, I'm not sure I do believe him. And actually, I'm really pleased I didn't go on there because if we'd spun it like that, wouldn't have ended.
And then
well.
Like the ride finishes and the woman like comes to like open the door and both me and Dom are so dizzy, like we can barely stand up. And this woman looks at us and she's like, you guys just wait there for a minute. And she's like, take your time. And we're like,
Deep breaths.
God. Like we got off and it took me not a long time, but it probably took me a good like 45 seconds to stop feeling like I was going to fall over.
So was it a good idea that then we went on to the mine train for the queue out of all queues?
Oh God, yeah. So we get into the queue for the mine. Well, we're debating because we're like, we'll do either Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan or the mine train. So the three rides we haven't done.
And I think it said 50 minutes
as
we joined it.
So all of them were around 50.
Bad.
And we were like, should we do 50 minutes for like Peter Pan? It was deciding between the three. They're all fairly close to it. Winnie the Pooh and mine train are directly opposite each other. I don't think Peter Pan is far away either. So we decided to do mine train because I think I think it was an advertised 50 minute 45 minute queue.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, we'll do that.
That's about one. That was probably the shortest time on that ride that we'd seen over 3 days.
Also that, like, we'd normally seen this ride being like a 90-minute queue. So we're like, okay, we'll do this. Join the queue and it immediately is not moving very fast. And we're like, oh, okay. And then I think only like 10 minutes into this queue, we look at the app and it says it's now like a 65-minute queue. So we're like, okay. So we're like, okay, well, we should probably be prepared to queue for 65 minutes. Like, it clearly changed just as we joined. This queue, oh my God, so, so, so slow, so boring. Lots of little kids in this queue who also needed like some sort of entertainment. Horrible. I think we queued, it was over 2 hours, easily over 2 hours.
And this was so, if I use the word loosely, falsely advertised.
Yeah.
Because
to get it wrong by double.
Disney, that Tom actually messaged the Disney app afterwards and to sort of complain about it almost. And
we didn't get anything out of it. That was the only reason. We were like, oh, maybe they'll give us a free fast pass.
The other thing was that because you can get obviously the Lightning Lane. I think this is one where you have to pay for it separately, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So obviously there was quite a few people who'd bought the Lightning Lane and the disparity between the number of people they let on from the standard queue versus that queue was just
ridiculous.
Huge.
Yeah.
And at one point, so the person that the member of staff who was letting people, how many? So quite a few groups went through in front of us. And then it stopped. And then I think there was one.
And then, but when it stops, it's like 15, 20 minutes until they come back and let a few more through.
There was one family in front. I think two groups in front of us. I think there was the chap with his two kids who we got to talking to. And I think there was a couple. So the member of staff came back and she said, how many? Two. Right. How many? Three. Right. She looked at us. How many? Three. Stay there. And it was like, you've let five people through.
Literally. And then again, it was like another 15 minutes until she came back. And it was like...
almost extent we thought they'd forgotten us.
Yeah, it was so... Like, I would say most stuff at Disney is so well organised. And even, like, the fast pass versus non-fast pass queue normally is very well organised. It doesn't feel unfair most of the time. Like, obviously, the queue is longer. And also, normally, as Mum said, the advertised queue times are spot on, if not over. So, like, you know what you're getting into. This was so wrong as a queue time. Like, double wrong. And just, like... like, the person who was letting people through was honestly really rude. Like, she was, like, barely looked at us. She didn't let anyone through. And it was just, like, so badly organised, like, the whole thing. And it obviously just took away massively from the ride. Like, by the time we got on the ride, we'd had no excitement for it. We didn't really want to be on it. We, like, stood for 2 hours. We were absolutely dead. A lot of people around us also had clearly the same vibe. Like, they didn't look very happy.
Apart from that one part on the queue where kids can play with the mine stones and the make pretty colours.
Yeah, but even then,
people weren't
having a good time. But yeah, we finally got on the ride and there's like a picture of us all on the ride with the most like plain face, like deadpan faces, or not having a good time, wanting to be off of it, get our breakfast. But yeah, so the mine train was not a good experience. We should have gone for a Peter Pan or Winnie the Pooh.
I would not, yeah. I mean, after that, if someone said, well, you join the queue, it's 2 hours, I'd just go. No.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it was 2 hours, we would never have got in that queue.
You could have done at least two other rides.
Yeah, it was poor form by Disney, and I wouldn't normally say that about them.
Yeah. So to cheer, what did we do?
We went and got breakfast.
We hadn't had breakfast yet?
No, so we came to the Mind Train and went straight for breakfast. I think it was almost midday at this point.
Okay.
So went and got another classic cinnamon roll. The amount of money we spent on Starbucks on this holiday was an absolute joke. But yeah, went and did that, chilled for a bit.
Cute picture at the Sleepy Hollow backdrop, which was right next to where we sat.
Yeah, got some pictures. And then I think kind of thought about leaving. I think we went into Pirates.
Yeah, and it was, yes, we went around to Pirates, and also being Dad's birthday, and we had a booking at a very nice restaurant in Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah. But in terms of the park, like, we went and did Pirates, and then we looped around. There was a show going on, like, I think a show like a few times a day. So we went and saw the end of that. There was some fireworks. Went into quite a few of the shops and then headed out. So a mix, like, across the 3 days, like, first day was busy, but it was like a long, committed day.
Second day was intense.
Second day was amazing. Ended up being a longer day than we anticipated. But like, because we were having so much fun, got on loads of stuff, like had really low expectations for the day and ended up being very pleasantly surprised. And then third day was hard, like really busy. It was also like, there was only three of us, so like it wasn't quite as fun. And then it was the Mind Train just really killed the vibes.
And I think, practical note again, we didn't have our designated driver with us that day. So we got Uber back.
Which worked really well. And we got an Uber there and back. And you get dropped off right outside where you get on either the monorail or the boat. So it works really well.
Yeah, just to the left when you come out. So that was really quick. Yeah, it worked really well.
Overall, Magic Kingdom gave us some good vibes. Tron is like amazing, like such a good new ride. And we also felt like that's what Magic Kingdom was missing. It was missing a roller coaster. Like they're like Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, Mine Train, they're all roller coaster themes, but they're very accessible, fairly kiddie-ish roller coasters. Tron doesn't go upside down or anything, so it's still not got like a big, big roller coaster in that sense. But in terms of what it offers, in terms of the different kind of seating and in like light and dark and launch and all of this, Tron is amazing. And I think it definitely makes Magic Kingdom a bit more of a well-rounded park in terms of offering something for everyone.
Brings it up to date.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because...
yeah.
And I think Splash will do the same thing. Like, as much as I absolutely adore the old version of Splash, the fact that they're updating it to an iconic film like Princess and the Frog, literally such a good Disney film, amazing music.
And that looked like it was going to be really, really pushy, where yeah. they're building that, because we Prince saw the building work so going good. On. It looked really like yeah. it's going to so be something special.
Totally understand people don't like change, especially one of the core rides at Disney, but I think it will be a nice like reference to the old ride still, like a similar theme. I don't think they're changing the track massively, but like an upgrade, and it was cool to see some of that happening. But yeah, so Magic Kingdom's really good. Great Disney park, good 3 days, all something 3 days very, very different. So would highly recommend if you manage to get multi-park tickets to go into Magic Kingdom expecting a different time every day, like a different experience every time, prioritize different rides each time because it's quite hard to get on everything. I think even if you have Genie and you pay for as much as you can and spend a whole day there, I think still you won't get on everything.
Just perhaps another coffee shop.
As a completely unneeded side note. But yeah, and if you ever get on Peter Pan or Winnie the Pooh, count yourselves lucky because 3 times this year did not touch those rides. But yeah, as always, we'd love to hear about your experiences at Magic Kingdom. Share any pictures that you have from your time at Magic Kingdom, what your favourite rides were, whether you think Tron is a good upgrade for the park. If you've gotten Peter Pan or Winnie the Pooh in the past few years and if we should definitely try to get on it. But yeah, catch us next time at Park Rush Podcast. We might be back, we might not be. I've still not been paid for my last episode, so we're now 2 invoices to go. And yeah, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Said they'd be done in half an hour.